Hey everybody, and welcome to CADcast number 44. I'm your host GBD in Tokyo, Japan, and of course our co-host Wombat is still in New York City.
I am, and I need to give a little preface before this episode, a little word of warning.
Oh.
As some of you may know, Zelda has occasional stomach issues, and we had to give her an enema about 5 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
So if it gets a little loud and it sounds like people are wrestling in the background, it's my dog.
Right. I thought you were going to say if it gets a little loud and it sounds like somebody's blowing their ass out, it's not you, it's the dog. Because I know you like to blame it on the dog a lot.
And now it would be legitimate.
Well, it sounds like you got a really fun evening planned.
Nothing like mopping the kitchen a lot.
Right.
So well, there you go. That's my little warning. Now, whatever.
Now on to the show. We had some good feedback from the last show. A lot of people were very happy that we were just, it was just you and me and no guests. Pawn Takes King wrote in
just
and said,
the two of us.
Said this CADcast should be subtitled
"A
Return."
Just... Oh, go ahead.
Right, you're still singing that, huh?
Yeah.
He said, "Oh, you know what?" He said, "This CADcast should be subtitled 'A Return to Grace.' Best show in a long time. After the past three shows, I was beginning to think the CADcast had jumped the shark. CADcast number 43 has restored my faith. I just realized that I did not choose a winner for our contest."
We had so many people post to enter, and you didn't pick one. Why don't you pick one now?
I will, but it's going to take me a minute or so. In case you don't know, every week now we're going to be giving away either a Nintendo sound toy, a Namco sound toy, or a Phoenix Wright figure. I guess we'll leave it up to the winner to choose. I think that makes the most sense, right?
Wow, that's nice of you.
Well. Until we run out, of course.
I don't know, whatever. Says you. You know, whatever. You do what you want.
Right.
It's okay. Your stuff.
Ready? You're going to get to choose the winner.
Oh, I am?
Yes. Okay. Pick a number from 1 to 176.
1 to 176?
Yeah.
52.
52. Well, now I have to check. See, this is no good, because now I got to check to see if, like, the person... you know, enter the contest correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of annoying. Wait, maybe you should pause this for a second.
Oh, you're a pain in the ass. Okay, we're back after our brief pause. Thank you for waiting during the commercial break. So it looks like you figured out how to use your contest system. I picked number 52.
Yes, it's a great system. The winner is Jack Porkins.
Congratulations, the fat guy from Star Wars.
The fat guy from Star Wars will get his choice of a wonderful toy.
Almost
send me
there.
A private message.
Almost there.
Isn't he the one that goes, "I can't shake him"? Right? Uh-huh. It's blown up. Yes. Anyway, so yeah, send me a PM. Let me know what you want and your address, of course.
Of course, if you want your prize. And now there's a new one next week.
There'll be a new one next week. Oh, how are we going to enter the contest this week? How about the second letter in your username?
Ooh.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's how you enter the contest this week. Same prizes, your choice, second letter in your name. You know the drill.
Sounds good.
Okay. Let's talk a little about what we're playing. I picked up a few new games and played some new games, but I know you have Lego Star Wars, correct? The new Lego Star Wars?
I do, and I like
it. 360?
I do, yep.
I bought that. I picked that up yesterday.
Oh, you did? Have you played it at all yet or no?
I only made it to the first save point so far.
Okay.
So I did get a chance to play it, and it's just like the old one, but a little bit better graphics, and a lot better source material.
Yeah, it is. It's much better. If you like the first one and you like the first three movies, the real three movies better, you're going to love this game.
Right,
it does get a little frustrating.
The problem with the first one is nobody likes the last three Star Wars movies.
It does get frustrating at times, and some things cost way too much, like the items, like too many coinage.
Oh.
To buy a character for 1,000,000 coins is a pain in the ass.
Oh, you have to buy the characters to unlock them?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Oh,
yeah.
Well, I know they're going to release like a marketplace download where you can get like the old characters.
Yeah, that sadly enough, that may be worth it for me. But we'll see.
Who wants the characters from the last three Star Wars movies?
What, you mean you don't want to be able to... Yeah, who doesn't want their very own Anakin?
Or little Anakin, annoying little Anakin?
Yeah, okay, so maybe
baby
I won't.
Anakin? Yeah, screw that. I'm not buying that.
Yeah, it's true. True. Good point.
Hey,
but it
hey,
is.
You know
it's
what
very
else?
Good. I like it. Yes, what?
Yeah, I started playing Cameo.
Oh, what do you think?
It's really good.
I like Cameo, too. I thought it was a very good game. I had a lot of fun with that. I finished it. I don't finish anything.
The graphics are really good. I mean, I'm not that far into it, but maybe played like an hour or so. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, the graphics are really good. I like the gameplay mechanic of changing into the different characters, and each of them have the different attacks and stuff like that. You know what's really interesting is that the demo that they had of this game that they showed at Tokyo Game Show last year,
mm-hmm.
they showed the level. It's like one of the beginning levels where you're sort of rolling
around. It's like the first level.
Yeah, where you're rolling around in the castle. It's like very dark and dreary, and it doesn't show off very much of anything. Which really turned me off to the game, and probably a lot of other people too, because, you know, it doesn't look like anything next gen. But you can see very quickly that you start moving to different maps that look very nice. I mean, and the game does look very pretty. I mean,
yeah, no, it's a great looking game. My only problems with the game right now are this: I don't like the fact that they made new skins for holidays that they make you buy. I'm not buying the Christmas skins, and I know I'm a year late, people, but still, I'm not. Who bought those?
I don't know. It's, what's interesting is that I went to download the co-op pack. You know,
uh-huh.
they have a free co-op pack. Guess how many different pieces of thing, how many different items you can download on the marketplace for Cameo?
Like 1,000?
37.
Yeah, they have all sorts of different themes and whatnot.
Videos, themes, skins.
I didn't realize the game isn't that popular.
It's like Rare has nothing else to do, so they're just
the game isn't that.
Stuff.
I mean, I don't know that many. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the game thoroughly.
Great.
I enjoyed the game a lot. I had a lot of fun playing it, but it's not the kind of game that I'm gonna like build a fan legion base around. It's not like
no, it wasn't a system Zelda.
It's not
sure.
a system. It's not like, you know, the Legend of Zelda, where if they had 18 different Legend of Zelda themes, there'd be people that would buy all 18 of them. No one is saying I need the winter pack and the summer pack and the midwinter pack and.
It just must be so cheap and easy to make those things, and the profit must be so tempting that they just say screw it. Well, you know. See what shit we can throw against the wall and, you know, see what sticks. I don't know.
Yeah, but me neither. I got a little too angry about that, I think. Just a little.
Yeah, maybe.
A little bit.
So, yeah, that's a recommend. You know, that game's $30 now. I'm sure it'll be $20 real soon. So definitely look for that when it gets a little cheaper.
Now, we have a copy of it here that we need to give away somehow, too.
Oh, shit.
I just love that sealed
copy. Maybe for our Tokyo Game Show show. Yeah, we're going to do a Tokyo Game Show
later
in
this
a couple
week.
Days.
Yeah. We were
going to
try and make this
day.
An abridged show, so maybe we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. What else? Oh, I've also picked up NHL 2K7.
How's that?
It's a lot like 2K6. The graphics are better. If you were frustrated by a lot of the menus and settings and things like that, you're still going to be frustrated. The big addition this year is like this Cinemotion feature, which is Cinemotion. They basically you listen to like
isn't that at Epcot?
Orchestra music.
Cinemotion?
Maybe at it sounds like it could be. Basically, you
that's
listen
the one with
to,
the purple
like,
dragon.
Right. You listen to movie basically like a movie soundtrack while you're playing the
don't
game.
Don't treat me like,
of like
don't
the,
give me the retarded son voice. Right. Go ahead. Have a cookie.
Right. yeah. Why don't you throw me off a little more?
It's what I
anyway,
do.
It's like listening. It's like listening to Lord of the Rings while you're playing a hockey game. You don't hear the commentary. I mean, you can still turn that back on if you want, but I actually kind of like the Cinemotion stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry, you were speaking.
Yeah. So NHL 2K7, I like it.
Ty
so
Domi
far.
Retired.
The mini
today.
Games are awful.
Ty Domi.
Don't even...
He retired today.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great.
I'm just see,
nice.
I got news.
What else are you playing?
Lego Star Wars with the missus. Mrs. Wombat loves it, by the way. That's
she
the other
does.
Thing I need to add. We play together every mm-hmm. night. Lots of fun. And
really?
I made it, yeah, every night we play together. I'm not allowed to get further along in the game without her.
Wow, it's one of those.
It's one of those. And, I mean, you know, and every now and again, I'll, you know what I've really just been kind of having fun with is just making new characters in Oblivion. Like, I'll make one, I'll get them to level 2, and then say, okay, enough, I'll make a new one, see what that one's like.
Is there some sort of, like, Oblivion Anonymous that you could join?
If there is, my wife will make me join, yeah.
Right. Very nice. Okay, so yes. That's about it for what we're playing, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a little interesting tidbit. Do you remember the GameSpot, you know, GameSpot and Best Buy have some sort of, you know, advertising.
The Q&A advertisements.
Yeah, and they make this Q&A thing where you send in questions and then they fake Best Buy employees answer your questions. Or maybe they're real Best Buy employees. Who knows?
And by you sending the questions, I think they mean some guy in the marketing department at Best Buy.
Writes them, yeah. So, of course, we had a little bit of fun with it, and I basically copied the entire GameSpot page. Not basically, I did. And, you know, filled in our own funny text to make it even funnier than it already was. Well, I got an email from a GameSpot vice president this week with basically the subject was, we need to talk, and he sent me a link to that thing, and, you know, I was like, give me a call. So I figured he obviously wasn't a big fan of it. He wasn't writing me to tell me
that.
I
was like, you know, welcome to 4 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's been up for a while, so.
They even changed the ad since then.
Yeah, the ad, it's not even sort of relevant anymore because it's not up anymore on their site.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the email and it, you know, it turns out that I'd actually, and I called him, of course.
Yes.
And it turns out I had actually met this guy in person back in New York City during an advertising and video games forum that they had. So we chatted for a little bit, and lo and behold, big surprise, they want me to. Best Buy is upset by it, and they're considering some sort of legal action. But the GameSpot guy said that he, you know, would try to talk to me first to see if he could get me to take it down. So.
I thought parody was protected by the First Amendment.
Well, it probably is, and I spoke to the guy.
I mean, isn't that how Mad Magazine has been in business for the last 60 years?
It is. I spoke to the guy, and, you know, the guy's a really nice the GameSpot guy, the VP. I guess they have probably a few VPs there. But he's a nice guy, so, I mean, you know, he wasn't, like, threatening me or anything. And, you know, it's basically, at this point, if I take it down, I'm basically doing him a favor. So I'm thinking about taking it down, you know, I'll save the text and everything and keep that, but, you know, take down the graphic and the link and all that. But what do you think? What do you think I should do?
Well,
and
I mean
you, Wombat, and also you, the CAG community.
I mean, it's, you know, you take it down. All you have to do is search
the link.
Best Buy parody ad Kotaku. You'll find it.
Well, they didn't post. Well. They mean change, you know, take the page down.
Yeah, and if you took your page down, it's still on other websites.
No, but they don't have the page. The page is saved on my website.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, be like a team player. I mean, it's not like I wrote some editorial or something, and this is like, you know, something very important.
The only reason why I say just take it down is because the thing is not timely anymore.
No, people have seen it already.
Yeah, anyone who's going to find it funny is it. Yeah.
Meanwhile, so I'm thinking I'll probably take it down and, you know, hey, maybe I can get Best Buy to let me back into their affiliate program. They see, like, I'm a team player.
Good luck with that one.
Good luck with that one. Meanwhile, they posted a new one up, which I already made fun of. but it's really bad. I mean, they posted one of the questions was, like, completely wrong.
I know. They're backwards.
The question was, can I play Xbox games on my Xbox 360 core system? And their answer was, yes, you can, and 90% of the games are backwards compatible, so it shouldn't be a problem. But the fact is, no, you can't. You need a hard drive, and, you know, maybe it's only, you know, 30 or 40% of the games are backwards compatible.
Well.
So they're really stupid.
And there, and then I'll say this is what they that's what they say, and this is what they mean. Yes, you can play them on the core system after you buy a hard drive.
Right, after you hire us to install backwards compatibility, which means
and by 90% of the games are backwards compatible, they mean 90% of the games that the guy who wrote the article has.
Maybe. Yeah, he did a very scientific study. Anyway, that's my GameSpot
got
Best Buy
10 Xbox
controversy.
games. I could play 9 of them on my 360.
Right. It must be.
It must be 90%.
I got my calculator. Anyway.
Boop-boop-dee-boop-dee-boop-boop.
So,
90%.
I don't know. I could be a pain in the ass and, have their lawyers contact me, but I don't know. Frankly, I don't want to deal with it. And if I felt it was something important, then I'd probably, stick to my guns. But in this case, I think I'll get a favor, hopefully, from these guys at some
From
point in the future. And
someone.
besides, the GameSpy did link to CAG yesterday for a news story. Did you see
Really?
that?
No, I did not.
That was the EB GameSpot or GameStop Wii PS3 pre-order thing, where you have to trade in $50 worth of stuff to pre-order your
Yeah, I saw
systems.
that, yes.
Right. So
Which
that
is.
was apparently that's only in Hawaii, but they did link to us. So that was nice,
That
which
is
made the
nice.
forms very slow yesterday.
Nah, well, what can you do?
And one other piece of house cleaning, housekeeping, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
If you remember, somebody wrote in one of the
Housekeeping.
CAG bags, maybe one or two shows
Hello,
ago.
Mr. TPD Housekeeping.
You want housekeeping? You want mint for pillow? You
Okay.
want me jerk you off?
No. Yes.
That's from Tommy Boy or Black Sheep or one of those David Spade, Chris
Chris
Farley
Farley
boys.
opuses, yes.
Right. They all sort of blend together.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote in and they said that in iTunes, the CADcast was only listed under Games and Hobbies and not under Games and Hobbies video games. But it's very funny, after that was mentioned, it's now fixed. And now we're under both, actually.
Nice.
And we're featured under both.
Nice.
Nice.
Does that mean someone actually listens to this?
It seems like a coincidence. I mean, it's a little too close to be a coincidence, rather. Because it was right after. It was right after they
Well,
fixed
if
that.
anyone from Apple and iTunes is listening, I just want to say, I really could use really more for helping the people. I could use like a new iPod.
Right.
Preferably video.
I'm
It's
thinking
not for
about getting an
me,
iPod,
it's for
but I don't know.
the people.
I've never had an iPod, but I'm sort of interested in the Microsoft iPod thing,
The
the Zune,
Zoom.
but I don't know. I don't know what to do. It's all confusing, and I feel like if I buy one, they're gonna come out with a better one, and
They'll
so
always come out with a better one.
I'll probably just keep using my cell phone and Palm Pilot combination. So I don't know.
Sounds like fun.
Right.
What's
On to
next?
some new releases.
New release? Well, there's only one new release that matters, and that's Clay
Oh, there's a
Aiken's new
bunch.
CD.
What's it called? I
God,
like cock.
I think yes, that's what it's called. It's gonna sell millions because teenage girls and him have so much in common.
Whoa.
Wah!
Whoa, that's a little crossing the line there.
Was that too far?
Even I was offended by that. All right. New releases. Let's see what do we got.
The
We got
biggest of the
Godfather
week.
for
No, the biggest. You gotta start at the top. There's only one release we're talking about this week, and
Okami.
that's Okami for the PS2. That's right, people.
Okay.
You complain every week. We're gonna start with Okami for the PS2, a game that neither one of us own, and maybe you have played the demo.
I haven't even played the demo, but I've watched it played it at many kiosks in Akihabara.
There you go. Do you have any interest in it?
I do kind of. Yeah, I guess I do actually.
I do.
Is
I
it good?
mean, I would play it. I don't know if I'd pay for it though.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna pay a premium to get it since I have to pay like import prices to get it here, but it got a 9.0 from GameSpot.
Yes,
Our new friends at GameSpot.
our
They
buddies.
better like I don't know. They should be nice, extra nice to us if I do this favor for them. I only ask for a favor one time. That was my Godfather
Oh, I
impression.
was trying to figure out what that was from.
It was
I
terrible.
thought that
It
maybe that was from Clay Aiken's new album.
No, actually, I ruined that because it was the consigliere that says that.
Yeah.
He says the Don only asked for a favor one time, once he is refused. Anyway, so Okami, yeah, it looks pretty cool. I'd like to try it, I guess.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
No.
Oh.
We have Godfather for three Xbox 360.
Wow, I can't wait to play a game that's 5 months old on my new console.
They basically said it's not much improved over the previous generation versions. The graphics are a little better, but not quite up to Xbox 360 standards.
Did you see that IGN gave Bad Day LA like a 2.5 or something?
Everybody did.
I know. How does that American McGee get his name on top of games? I know they did an article yesterday on Joystick. I think we mentioned it before once, too.
Because Alice, they had that one game, Alice.
Which wasn't very good.
It wasn't?
No, I played it. My brother's really into Alice in Wonderland, so I bought that for his birthday that year.
Yeah.
It was when it just came out. And I paid full price for that game, too, for him.
Wow.
Of course I played the game on his computer, and he sat there. It's like, do I get to play it? Shut up.
Do you buy your wife, like for her birthday, do you buy your wife a bowling ball and it says Wombat on it?
No, I don't buy her presents.
Very nice. That's very nice. Hey, you know what's cool that's coming out this week?
What?
The Sierra compilations. The King's Quest, Police Quest, Space Quest, Leisure Suit Larry compilations. I played like almost all of those games. All those series too.
How much are they?
$20.
That's not bad.
No, it's pretty cool.
They'll probably play on every PC.
Yeah, yeah. It's really, I think the Police Quest series is my favorite.
I was just about to say that. That's funny.
They were really, they were all great. I love them all, really. I think I like Police Quest the best, then maybe King's Quest, I guess. Because King's Quest, I think, was the one I got started with. But I used to love, like, all those old PC adventure games. That's how I sort of got one of the first types of games I started playing were like just like the regular text adventure, the Scott Adams text adventure games.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Do you remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Pirates, what was it? Pirates Cove? Is that what it was called?
Something like that.
I don't know. The Vampire one? Yeah. I love those old school of games.
Yeah. I used to play the text adventure games with Spider-Man. And there was a good Incredible Hulk one as well.
Oh, I remember. Well, that Incredible Hulk one had some graphics.
Yeah, so did the Spider-Man one.
Oh, okay. So mm-hmm. On the Commodore 64, right?
Mine was on the Apple II.
Apple
IIc.
Right, and he has like the Hulk gets like Bruce Banner gets tied up and hits like bang.
He gets tied up into a chair. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then he goes. Rrr.
Yes, he goes. Rrr, rrr.
Okay, what else we got? We got World Series of Poker Tournament of Champions, and that is for the 360. I think actually everything, but the 360 version.
Has camera
this
support.
Ties in with the camera. The camera comes out this week too, so you can map your face onto the character that you play, and also it has a video stream as well. So that kind of intrigues me, and it's a $40 price tag. Despite the fact that I have the free poker on Xbox Live Arcade, I'm kind of thinking about buying this if I can get some other people to get it with me.
The only way you're going to get other people to play it with you is if you buy it for them.
Yeah, that doesn't sound that much fun.
No, because
but I want to make
who's
going to
pay for a game that you already have for free? But I can see my face.
No. The look, the Xbox Live.
You know what?
One,
I could put a mirror next to my TV and have the same effect for nothing.
No. Listen, the Xbox Live Arcade one is very dull. There's okay. no.
Oh, it's boring as hell.
It's so boring. There's nothing to look at. It's slow. It's just, I don't know. I'd rather play the World Poker Tour on Xbox than play that. So I'm hoping we get some people to, here's my plan. Get some people to buy the Activision poker one, get the cameras, then we can make a little poker TV show, GPD's Poker Night or something like that. Talk about games, play some poker, you know, maybe make it like a video podcast or something like that, and you know, we're good to go. Activision sues us. Be perfect.
Maybe we could get Activision to sponsor us and then we'd all get free games.
Maybe.
And
but then we have to, like, worry about what we talk about.
We just couldn't say Activision sucks. Unless, of course, Activision sucks.
Right. And then we take the money and run.
Then we take, exactly. Then we, what are you going to do? Take the games away from us?
Right. Kick us off Xbox Live.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
look for my new screen name.
Wombat.
Wombat.
So, what else we got this week? Anything else interesting? There's a lot of releases this week, but it looks like a lot of kids' games and stuff.
It's all crap. There's Pokemon, which actually got good reviews.
Pokemon.
There's the slime game.
Oh, yeah, that looks boring. I play that.
Yeah, see, it's getting great reviews. It's game of the month in the EGM.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Isn't that the one? I mean, I played
Dragon Quest Slime Guy.
I downloaded it off, like, one of those DS kiosks here, like 6 months ago, easy.
It's
and I'm
EGM,
thinking that
it's
the
EGM's
same game
of the month.
I don't know. It looked like
Dragon Quest.
You just control the blue blob and you like flew around the screen and picked up circles. But
and
maybe I'm
people like
wrong.
That. People like that.
You got Samurai Warriors 2 this week, too, for PS2. All right.
Who's buying Samurai Warriors 2?
At this point, I know. I don't know. They have people like it, though.
Mm.
Okay, on to some deal shopping news.
I'm waiting.
Okay, we talked about the Hawaii GameStop EB
yep.
trade-in thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Hack, for that. CAG Hack for that scoop. Amazon had some Wii pre-orders online for a little while, for a few hours, but have sold out. But the good news is that it looks like they'll be honoring all of them. So if you got in on that, good for you. And I want to thank everybody who ordered through the CAG link. A lot of you did. And if these things actually go through and they actually pay out the commissions, I'm gonna have a very happy Christmas. So thank you very much for that.
Good luck,
everybody. Good luck, everybody. And maybe they're gonna get some more in stock. I think they said that they're just sort of temporarily taking the pre-orders down until they know for sure how many they're getting.
Yeah.
So you may see that come back.
They said that on one of those websites, the Joy
yeah,
Stock.
Yeah, it was from
Taco.
The Amazon. It was from the Amazon message board actually yeah. on Amazon.com.
Which is good, and then you could
yeah,
buy them, and then you'll have enough affiliate dollars. You could just send me a free one.
A free Wii.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm just gonna groan a little bit more.
Can you do that, please?
So that's cool.
Are we moving on to that? Are we ready to talk about I mean, that's why everyone came.
What? Oh, the Wii. Yeah, let's talk about the Wii.
No one's listening to this
well,
show.
Well, that's deal. That's shopping news.
It's shopping news, and it goes right into the news blast. It's all together.
Okay.
And
so the Wii
why...
was announced, all the Wii press conference.
It's so weird, because we're doing this like a week later, and it's like, so there's this console called the Wii.
Right. We're a little late. I was in Vancouver for my little birthday vacation. I highly recommend Vancouver, by the way, as a vacation spot, especially if you're close by and you like nature.
There you go. I am neither.
If you like trees.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of the trees.
This coming from the man who, when I caught him on vacation, was in the hotel room on his laptop. No, really, you're getting in touch with nature.
Well, I was checking my email.
For 3 hours in the middle of the day.
I don't know. We were taking a break. It's tough. Well, we spent. Listen to this. Let me tell you. Here's a quick story, by the way.
Go for it.
We got to Vancouver before we get onto the Wii stuff. Here's a little side story. We get to Vancouver, and you know you got to go through immigration, of course. So we wait on the immigration line for an hour, and when we get to the front of the line, the guy, you know, talks to us for a minute and says that we have to go to another line, stamps our shit with like you know some secret code, and we're like, sends us to this other line. And this is the line that you do not want to be on. This is the line where they basically send, like, the dregs of humanity, the people who've, like, shown up with, like, a paper bag and, like, $4.
That's
you.
Know, you.
And trying to get into the company, into the country. So after waiting on an hour on the other line, we wait on this line for 3 hours.
Nice.
Next to all kinds of smelly Chinese people with 3-inch long fingernails. These are men, by the way. And we get to the finally after 3 hours here and 1 hour on the other line. We get to the front of the line, and they look us up in the computer, and in the Canadian computer, it turns out that Mrs. GBD has been marked as being denied from entry to Canada back in 1999, which is completely wrong.
What did she smuggle?
Human error. She didn't smuggle anything. They just made a mistake. So now we have to convince the woman that they've made a mistake 7 years ago and that we have no evidence of such. And they get very confrontational, and it was a very unhappy experience, but we did make it through. But I wanted to kill myself.
Sounds like a good trip.
Yeah, it was after that. It was all up. It was all uphill after, or downhill after that. I guess no uphill. I don't know.
No.
It was all good after that. Is the point.
All
anyway,
right. Yeah.
Sorry for that. I had to get that off my chest.
No problem.
The Wii.
Wii. Let's talk about the Wii. Well, what have people not been talking about the Wii? Now I posted a thread about what I didn't feel people were talking enough about.
Okay, what's that? Well, we know it's $250 coming out in the U.S. On November 19th. That's 2 days after the PS3 in the U.S.
Yes, and that's $250, and it does come with Wii Sports and the Nunchaka controller.
And right. I guess the biggest news, the thing that people were most upset about, besides the price, I think a lot of people were expecting it to be $200, but I don't know.
I think so far from what they're saying, you get 250 isn't bad.
Not bad. You get the game. I mean, I think didn't I predict that Wii Sports was going to be a pack-in like a long time ago? But
yeah,
I think what people were most
game,
upset about was that an extra controller is going to run you $60 because you got to get the remote for $40 and $20 for the little nunchuck thing.
Yes, and if you know some of the theories that I've read, and by theories I mean post on the message board, being true, right. It may not be as awful as it sounds on paper.
Why?
Okay,
it sounds awful to me.
First of all, the wireless Xbox 360 controller is $50, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, give or take $5.
Okay.
It's about $50. So now we're talking $60 for the Wii controller. Mm-hmm. For the two separate components, the actual Wiimote,
right,
which is wireless Bluetooth Wiimote,
yes,
and a pretty high tech piece of equipment, we'll say, for argument's sake.
It probably cost them like $10 to make it.
Even still, and then you got the Nunchucko, which is $20.
Right.
And now there are other controllers, other peripherals that they're thinking of coming out with for the Wii. We've all seen the mock-ups, the light gun. The thing that almost looks like a PlayStation 2 control pad.
Yeah.
And things of that ilk.
Yeah.
Now, what makes those things interesting is that they don't plug into your console.
They plug into the remote.
That's right. So when you buy those new peripherals, they should cost less than they would if you're buying a new wireless peripheral.
Yeah. I guess so.
Don't you guess so? It makes sense.
Right.
I'm not saying that it's the best thing ever. I mean, it sucks.
But you have to add $40 to everything, basically.
Well, no. You have your two remote.
Are you saying because you only have to buy
Because you only have four, to buy two to... No, right now they're saying only two. There are no games on the Wii that support more than two players at the same time. Except for old GameCube games. But then you can plug your GameCube controller into the top. So
I'm
that's
sure
cool.
They'll have four, though.
But as of right now, every game that's been announced only supports up to two players.
Okay.
So you only need to buy two Wiimotes.
Right.
And all your peripherals will hopefully cost in the $20 range. And that's where it turns out to not be as bad as it sounds, as it looks on paper.
I guess so. People tend to not look at the big picture.
I know, but I mean, right now we're looking at, you know, something like a new steering wheel for the Xbox 360 for $65. When you could buy a peripheral for the Wii that attaches right into the ass of the remote, which might cost $20 or so less.
I guess. We'll see. We'll see.
You may save money in the long run. That's all I'm saying.
What do you think of the weather and news features?
Worthless. This is worthless. Yeah. Unnecessary. I don't want my consoles to do anything more than play games.
Right.
That's all I want. I want games. That's why I buy them.
And it's a photo and the photo viewer.
I don't buy them to store my photos. I'm not buying my Wii to store photos. I'm buying my Wii to play damn Zelda games and Mario games and Metroid games and other games that have characters in it with stuff and shiny things.
Right. That 11-year-old should be interested in.
Exactly. Remember, how do you feel about
Just kidding. Don't get upset, everybody.
How do you feel about SD?
With the card thing?
Yeah.
Well, it's better than them charging, $40 for a 64-megabyte card like Microsoft does.
That's what I'm saying. Is that
proprietary card?
Do you find it unusual? Do you find it interesting? Is there something about it that just seems a little too good to be true?
It's nice. I mean, I guess. Well, here's the thing. What are you going to really use it for? What kind of downloads do you think the Wii is really going to
have?
No
one knows for sure how big the virtual console games are going to be, how compressed they're going to be. How large are going to be? Not that I'm going to go.
It shouldn't be very large.
But you never know. And what type of demos they may eventually have for download?
Yeah.
Wii game demos.
Obviously, I'm a big fan of them using the SD card rather than some bullshit proprietary format.
And has there been a confirmation that yes, you could definitely save everything on your SD card? Games, demos.
Sure, I'm sure you would.
Virtual content.
That's all it supports, right? So.
And the 512 built in.
Yeah,
I mean, they could screw you there. I know, we'll find out. I mean, they could, you know.
SD cards are cheap.
But it could come out, and the next thing you know, SD cards are only good for photos.
Right.
Because right now, I mean,
I don't know. Think so.
You never know.
You never know. You never
but we know. Don't know that yet. They've announced everything but that.
Okay.
I want a solid answer, Nintendo. Give me an answer. SD cards. What can I save on them? Damn
Dude,
it.
We couldn't even get you an invite to the.
I know they wouldn't even because they knew I'd ask the question. Because I'm the only person there with a good question. Everyone else has questions like, "So it looks like it's only coming out in white. Is that true?"
Meanwhile, one of the Nintendo PR guys sent me an email today, and he's like, "Oh, just wanted to check in and make sure you're doing okay. You said Wombat got an okay to the September 14th event and had fun." So I wrote him back, and I'm like, "No, I didn't say that. I told you that he never got the invite." So
yeah,
I don't know what the hell they were
thinking. Maybe they'll send us Wii's. That's what you should do. Right. You should say, "Send us Wii's,"
but
and
you
answer
to
my
know
question.
About my, he wanted to know about my Bloomberg TV appearance last week, which nobody got to see. I really apologize to everybody who watched way more Bloomberg TV than they wanted to, waiting to see me. It looks like it only aired in Europe and Asia and not in the U.S.
So basically places that don't count.
Well, I think they count.
Yeah,
it doesn't count for the cheap-ass gamer fan base, perhaps, but... they're supposed to send me a DVD, and hopefully I'll be able to figure out a way to rip that and get that online soon. So
we'll see.
We shall see, and hopefully they'll have me back on to talk about Tokyo Game Show.
I got a little angry there. We're talking about the SD cards in the Wii, don't you think?
Who cares? The freaking SD card. It's fine.
It's not, you know,
don't worry
I just
about
want to
it.
Find, you know, and
that.
I have two here already. That's why I want to know if it works. I mean, my wife has a camera. She doesn't, you know, she won't notice they're missing. I thought I took pictures. I thought I was taking pictures all day. Where are they? I don't know.
Right. Oh, you have no card. Nah, I don't worry about that. So you're buying a Wii on launch, yes or no?
Most likely.
Most likely. What would stop you from buying one? Your wife?
Laziness.
Laziness. Very nice. Okay. I guess that's enough Wii stuff, right?
Yeah,
what else can we say?
There's not too much. I think I asked the one question that I don't know the answer to.
Okay.
So maybe someone out there knows the answer. Maybe we'll actually get a response from someone at Nintendo.
Okay.
Maybe monkeys will fly out of my posterior region. All these things can happen.
Okay, on to some news, perhaps?
I thought we just did news. There's more news?
Oh, I have more news. I put together some more news. I didn't even tell you about it.
Does it involve Clay Aiken?
No.
Then I'm not interested.
Okay, you just sit there and think about Clay, and I'll go on with the news.
Go ahead.
Are you thinking about his butt?
No,
his spiky hair.
His hair.
His spiky hair and his boyish charm.
Go, tell me.
Okay, Xbox 360 HD DVD player is coming out in Japan November 22nd, according to Kotaku, and it is true. They apparently they sent out a press release, you know, with an embargo. You know, a media embargo means like they can't talk about it.
Yeah.
Until a certain time, and that time is midnight tonight. But I guess. You can get around it by just saying you got tipped by somebody, and then you can break the embargo.
That's pretty funny.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think the joystick people were probably too happy about that. The news is it's going to be a 19,800 yen, which is about 170 bucks.
That's
US.
Pretty cheap for, I guess,
that
for,
is
an HD,
cheap.
For an HD DVD player.
So I don't know. I mean, here's two questions for me and whether I'll pick one of the Japanese versions up. If I can hook up the Japanese one to my American 360 and watch Japanese region movies, then I am interested. And will it play regular DVDs and upscale them? That is the big question for me.
I don't know.
I don't know these answers.
When's it coming out in the States?
They haven't announced it yet.
What kind of a jerk move is that?
Well, I think tonight. Oh, well, because there's a Japanese press conference today.
I don't care. I want to know when it's coming out here. Who cares about Japan?
Okay.
Why Microsoft in Japan? It's like, I don't know.
I don't know. Apparently, there's a significant announcement, even more significant than that.
It's like editing a porno for the PAX channel, Microsoft in Japan.
What?
I don't know. I'm complaining for the sake of complaining at this point.
You know what I said on the Bloomberg thing? They asked me one of the questions. First of all, if you thought that the last interviewer was bad, wait till you see this one. She seemed like really uninterested in what I had to say, and in fact, she ran out of questions. And they even ignored, like, I sent them a little outline. They asked me for one, and I sent them some, you know, topics they may want to talk about, and they totally ignored it. But she asked me about Xbox 360 in Japan. And I made the analogy to someone trying to bring in a new baseball team to New York. Like, who's really going to be interested in New York and another baseball team? You already got the Mets and the Yankees. I mean, do you really need another one?
No.
But then I covered my ass by saying, let's wait for Tokyo Game Show and see what they got.
Maybe
Okay,
they'll
so that's
surprise you, yeah.
one piece of news. We also have E Electronic Arts coming out with a Tony Hawk killer in 2007 called Skate.
Skate.
So if you're tired of all the Tony Hawk games, but you're into skateboarding, maybe EA can make it happen for you.
Or maybe you'll buy two.
I heard that there'll be a lot. You can take your skater into Burger King and eat hamburgers.
Not freckle bitches?
Freckle bitches. No, I don't know. Who knows? Oh, here's a very big piece of news, actually, that I thought was really big. Virtua Tennis 3 is coming out on the PS3, and it will support 1080p. Now, because there was now, it's not so much big news that it's Virtua Tennis, but that any game is coming out in 1080p, because there's a lot of talk that developers would not be able to make 1080p games, and at least not for a year or two.
Unless they're really simple games that only involve two characters on the screen at one
No,
time walking back and
no.
forth hitting something over a net. Wow, Pong in 1080p. Let's all be a Twitter with that one. No, wait,
Well,
I'll let you finish before I know I just burst your bubble, but go ahead.
that's a, well, it's not so much the game itself, it's just that
It is the game. What's so technically great about the game where
Well,
that
Virtua Tennis is a great game.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but they also said they're hoping to get a Resistance Fall of Man and NBA 07 running in 1080p too, but they cannot confirm it at this time. So big news for that's good some good news
You tell me
for the
Oblivion's
PS3.
going to be in 1080p, I'll be impressed. Because that game's pretty big.
Now, if they announce Oblivion for the PS3,
Well, they did.
I mean, okay, but they didn't have they officially announced it
I
yet?
believe so,
I
yeah.
don't think they
I
have. I
thought it was
don't
going to
think
be a
so. I think it's
launch.
just sort of rumors. But let's just assume it's coming out at launch, and it's going to have some significant improvements from the Xbox 360
Do I
version,
go out and buy it?
like much better graphics, improved loading times. Seems unlikely.
Yeah, it does seem. I heard loading times on the PS3 are
Maybe
like,
worse.
yeah. It's like
Will
the
you buy a
waiting in line
PS3
at
for
the
Oblivion?
DMV. Probably not.
Probably not. Okay, fair
I
enough.
wouldn't buy it for the one game, and who knows? Who knows? I mean,
Who
right
knows?
now, for all I know, who knows? I can't even talk about it right now.
Okay. Have you seen this new thing out for the Xbox 360 called Xbox? Oh, I already forgot the name. Oh God, how
Oh
embarrassing!
yeah, I
Xbox
heard.
Stream,
No,
I think
what does
it's
it
called.
do?
Xbox Stream. What it does is some guy. This is not from Microsoft. Just some guy made this. Okay, it's a program you put on your
Oh, the
computer.
podcast thing.
Yeah, basically what it lets you do is take an RSS feed
Yeah,
on
they
your
screwed that up
computer.
big time when they first came out.
Well, yeah, and what it does is it lets you stream this stuff to your Xbox 360. So if you have a podcast that you like the CADcast, or if you have a news site that you like, and you put the RSS feed in there, you can read it and listen to the podcasts on your Xbox 360. The problem is the first version of the software, the way it was set up is that it had a bunch of default sites that came included in. And as soon as you installed the software, it started downloading like the last 30 episodes of the podcasts from all these sites. So 40,000 people installed the software. All these sites are getting rocked and using up all their bandwidth, and it wasn't pretty. So they recommend that you uninstall this version and wait for the next
How
version.
come we weren't on there?
I actually wrote them a little email saying asking if they were could include us, but yeah, I wouldn't like to use 500 gigabytes of bandwidth in less than 48 hours.
Did they ever respond to your email?
No.
Of course
They
not.
have, I think they got bigger fish to fry, like fixing their shit.
Whatever. We're the most important podcast out there in the world today.
Oh yeah, that which is saying a lot.
It is.
So many important podcasts out there.
Well, it's either us or the official Taiwanese government podcast.
Right. Okay. Microsoft sued over Xbox Live patent infringement.
Yeah,
Did
I
you hear
heard.
about
Yes,
this?
I did hear about that.
This company, PalTalk, is suing Microsoft, saying that they've infringed on two of their patents when they made Xbox Live. There's not a lot of details about it. They haven't said exactly what the situation was in the lawsuit, but yeah, some annoying news for Microsoft.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
Sounds like a bunch of bullshit.
They'll settle anyway.
How can you patent something like that?
They'll settle anyway. It doesn't matter. They'll settle. Yeah, it's what settle. They do.
That's what they do. It's
That's why people
than,
sue
than
them.
Taking it. It's cheaper than hiring lawyers.
Yeah, you would know.
Or going to court. Well, I haven't. Well, I'm trying to avoid that. That's why I'm playing ball.
You don't have to hire a lawyer.
Right. I'm sleeping with one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes.
Onto the CAG bag, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Thornbond 3 asks, do you think Sony purposely drives their franchises into the ground with a million sequels so they don't become like Nintendo? Intimidate third parties with great first-party titles. No, I think that the reason for a million sequels for any platform is that it's just cheaper and easier for them to get them to market. And it's a better chance of success because they've already spent marketing dollars and whatnot, and that the game engine is already made.
I don't think Sony purposely drives their franchises into the ground either.
Right, they like to have them be successful, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I mean, some of their sequels tend to get better.
Mm.
Not always, but some of
such
them.
Such as?
Such as the Ratchet and Clank games. Although the last one was okay. I didn't like Arena, but is that really a Ratchet and Clank game?
I don't know what that is. Yeah, that's a cash in.
Yeah, no, you can argue that.
But okay.
Anyway, yes.
Yeah, so I don't think it's... Yeah, it's, it has nothing to do with their third parties. It just has to do, because everybody likes to make sequels. I mean, most games that come out these days are sequels.
I make sequels, and I don't even make games.
Right. I don't even know what that means.
Me neither, but I kind of liked it.
Okay. The Fatty asks, do you think that Sony will seal their doom, as if they haven't already, by announcing game prices above $60? No.
No.
No. No way. I think that would be the kiss of death for them at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a second question. Considering that Japan is getting such a low number of PS3 units come launch time, it is conceivable that Sony could divert a larger number of PS3 units to Japan following an initial run to make up for the lack of units. This would translate into less availability here in the U.S. What is your impression of this hypothetical situation? I think the reason why they've sort of Japan is getting less systems is because they know that Japan will probably wait for them. You know, they're not really worried about Xbox 360 or the Wii. Maybe that's a mistake on their part, but I think that they're just going to assume that Japan will wait.
We'll find out.
They already have Japan wrapped up.
We'll
and they may
out.
Be right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oh, here's a good question. Opossum wants to know, there isn't any conflict of interest or something like that. I was wondering what you guys thought of the great joystick exclusive news scandal of 2006. Now, do you know what he's talking about?
Nope.
Okay. A couple weeks ago, actually, this happened while I was in Vancouver. Robert Summa, who was a writer for Joystick,
okay,
posted a teaser on their site saying that they had some exclusive news.
Oh,
that they were gonna be
the midnight thing with the IBM chip.
The midnight thing with the IGN chip.
IBM.
Basically, they teased the audience with some big news, big exclusive news at midnight, and it turned out it was just the news was that IBM had already shipped the chips for the Wii back in July, I think it was, and you know that was basically it. And it, of course, it wasn't even exclusive. It was all the sites had it. It was just like an embargo. So there were a lot of pissed off people on Joystick. They got a lot of comments, and Robert Summa, the writer, got fired because of it, and now is a writer on Destructoid.com.
Now he got fired because was he the only person to see this article?
He was the one who wrote it on Joystick. He was the one who posted it on Joystick.
Who posted the tease?
Yeah, posted the tease, and then
did the people who
the
run
article.
Joystick not know what his tease was about?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
I mean, is it really his fault, or was he Dan Rathered out of Joystick?
Here's what I think. I mean, here's what I know, rather, not what I think. Apparently, and I've never met Robert. I don't know anything about him personally, so I cannot speak from personal experience. But from what I hear, He's kind of a dick and really difficult to work with.
Does this mean they have a position now open at Joystick?
It might be.
Well, how did I not get a call on this one?
I don't know. I've seen your writing. I wouldn't quit your day job. I'd keep sniffing that keep sniffing that F&F.
I'm an incredibly talented writer slash.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, incredibly talented.
I can stop you right when you say talented.
I'm hysterical.
Anyway, apparently this guy was not long for his job at Joystick anyway,
Yeah.
and this was just sort of the straw that broke the camel's back.
Gotcha.
So there you have it. But
Okay.
Destructoid is an up and coming blog. You ever read Destructoid?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm
Yeah, so
familiar
they're
with
not
it.
bad. So
It's more,
maybe he'll
it's
do better.
a, I don't write for a blog, so I wouldn't know.
I know.
I didn't get a call from Joystick.
Nope. Okay. You want to take the next one?
Sure. Mr. Blingy22 asks, Wombat and Cheapy, if you are getting one, do you have a plan on how you are going to buy your PS3 yet? Yes, I do. When it's readily and widely available in retail stores.
Right, so probably March.
Big deal.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Me, I don't know. I'd like to go. I don't really want to camp out for like a day, a full day, in the winter here. But I do want to go check out the line, take pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's I don't really want to bust my ass to get one of these things. I'd like to get one just so I can talk about it, to you guys. But I'm,
It's so expensive and unnecessary.
it's so expensive. I know. Here, look. You know what? Let me table this question till after our Tokyo Game Show
Sounds like a plan.
report. Okay. Too Fast wants to know, Wombat, I'm curious as to how many total hours you put into Oblivion. I think I stand at 125 hours. Got me beat.
I unfortunately erased one of my characters because I read this question. I tried to add up my time, but I unfortunately
Oh.
deleted a character before then. But I
Okay.
did finish the game with that character, so I probably put in close to 80 hours.
Okay.
So I've probably put in over 200 hours.
Oh my God. Yikes. Okay. Dubfulio asks, dudes, my dog Ruka said that you had the best CAGcast guest ever, Wombat's dog. She flipped out when she
Zelda.
yelped. Wombat, what is your favorite
Zelda.
comic book based game?
Oh,
What comic book do you wish they'd base a game off of the most? And happy birthday, GBD. What did you do to celebrate? Any video game related gifts?
I just tried to get Zelda to yelp again, but she's not
Right.
having any
You
of it.
punched her?
Yeah, I punched her in the face. No. My favorite comic book based games to date is still probably Spider-Man for the PS1.
But you like that better than the PS2 Spider-Man 2?
Yes. Spider-Man
Interesting.
2, I didn't really love. That
I just
were, I
like
mean,
swinging around the city.
you see, but then I find that gets boring fast. I like the first Spider-Man. You know what it is? There was the what if mode in Spider-Man for the PS1, which was
Really?
hysterical and full of all these inside comic book jokes.
Like what?
And it just, they changed the whole thing around. They changed the whole game.
Oh.
Characters, different characters showed up out of nowhere. The lines were changed. Mysterio had a fish swimming around his little fishbowl helmet. It was hysterical.
Pretty funny.
It was really funny. They did a really good job with that, and they haven't done anything like it since. And for that and that reason alone, that and all the different costumes and things. I mean, that game was really ahead of the curve. That Spider-Man for Activision Spider-Man for the
Yep.
PS1, and they didn't follow through with it properly. I felt they were too concerned with the movie license to make a good game.
What comic
So,
book game would you like to see made into a game?
I mean, I have really high hopes for Marvel Ultimate Alliance. My problem with the two X-Men Legends games was that
Yeah.
there were too many items to collect, and
Items?
like too many like bands of strength and bands of something else and the
Oh, trying to
belt of
be like
some.
Oblivion.
Yeah, but the thing is, you put the stuff on and it didn't change your character's costume at all.
I see.
And it kind of got to a point where it was like, I'm collecting all this stuff and I don't know what I'm collecting it for.
Right.
And it got it there was just too much of it where it really should have been a much the actual components needed to be much more simplified. The gameplay was fine, everything else was too complex.
I see.
Experience should be based on what you do, not what you pick up in that kind of
Okay.
game. So hopefully they'll solve
Right.
that problem in Marvel Ultimate Alliance and it'll be a fantastic game. Probably
Very
not,
good.
but it's just, what I'd like.
Very nice. I did not get any video game related gifts. I got a Palm Pilot from my parents, So now I'm very organized.
So now you can keep track of all the job, business, interview things that you don't have.
Right. And that's all I got so far.
All those emails from the office.
What's that?
All those emails from the office you can now check.
Okay. Wet Ninja wants to know, TBD, in a recent CatCast, you mentioned taking Japanese lessons. How's your Japanese coming along? I'd eventually like to learn Japanese. I'm more interested in reading than speaking, but that would be nice, too. Any tips for learning the language? Just kill yourself now. It's a lot easier. Put yourself out of the misery. It's very hard. I'm taking classes twice a week. I'm actually taking private lessons now because I'm so retarded. I can't even keep up with like the regular class. It's really difficult. The tips: study a lot. I don't study enough. That's my problem. I'm very lazy. But that's my tips. If you want to start, you can start learning the letters, the hiragana and the katakana. That you can do on your own. It's just it's pretty easy. I'm sure you can just Google that and find a, you know, get started. Okie dokie. The Q87 wants to know, he says, we brought up some problems regarding the Wii controller, that repeated arm hand motions with the controller might get tiring. Is this looking at it the wrong way? People don't complain that Duck Hunt used to tire them out, and DDR's ability to keep gamers in shape is seen as a positive. Fact is, if you were really running around shooting zombies or sword fighting, you'd get tired in more than just your wrist. So does this potential fatigue not add realism and bring games a bit closer to something more athletic and sport-like? If you want to be the best at a competitive Wii game, doesn't it add a dimension of competitiveness to have to keep your arm up and flailing longer than your adversaries? Very good point. I think we'll sort of have to wait and see on this.
My big concerns right now is that I'm left-handed, and I hope that doesn't become a problem.
Oh. Interesting. Yeah. No, I mean, it is a good point, and I do remember, like, in the shooting games, my arms used to get tired because I'm a 200-pound weakling. But we'll have to wait and see. Oh, my phone is ringing. You got to be freaking kidding me.
Well, we have one question left. You can pick it up after.
Oh. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Freak5K wants to know, do you license the opening music for the show from game companies, or you just play it and hope that you don't get attacked by lawyers?
B.
Sure I do.
Licensing. It's very important.
Very licensed. Everything's licensed. Yes, very much so.
That's the ticket.
And if by license you mean, I mean not licensed at all.
Exactly. Are we ready?
To quit?
I think so.
Okay.
We actually finished all the questions.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's goddamn ridiculous.
Don't forget to enter the contest, second letter.
Second letter, we're going to have another show. If you didn't like this show so much, don't worry, because we're going to have the Super Tokyo Game Show, spectacular. Probably, I'd like to have it up on Saturday.
Sounds good.
Saturday, America time.
Yes, I understand.
So, there you go.
See you then.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Good night, Mom. Now it feels so important to restore every toy I ever dreamed of with 18,000 more.
If your child is dreaming about Nintendo, the control deck with bonus game pack is only $79.97 at Toys R Us. Tapper Light Gun, just $19.99. Game cartridges from $29.99 each at Toys R Us.
I dreamt I won the Super Bowl.
I had a better dream.
Toys R Us. You'll never outgrow it.